This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Somebody solve me. Have I done that one before?
No. No way. We've only done 78 episodes. We haven't repeated anything yet.
Okay. Oh, good. Thank God. Somebody solve me. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. Oh, your table is ready.
The show for people who want to know about riddles.
Not solve them.
No.
But know about them.
Can you believe how many episodes we've done?
78.
This is wild.
This is 78.
I feel like I remember very clearly us having done like 12, and then I blacked out, and now I'm here.
I remember episode 30 and nothing before or after.
Whoa.
I just remember episode 30.
What happened in episode 30?
Jokes.
There you go.
Here, something I want to tell you too before we continue, just because I feel a little bad, is the reason you have those blackout dates or moments is because I actually recast you. So it's almost like a Becky from Roseanne situation. So, Japes, to begin with, I had Tobey Maguire. And then he was reading too old.
He priced himself out and then priced himself right back in.
Yep, absolutely. And Aaron, for you, I had...
Tobey Maguire,
but in a wig.
Okay.
And people didn't like it.
It was Bobby Moynihan doing a Tobey Maguire impression.
And people didn't like it?
I don't believe you.
It was just him doing the dance from Spider-Man 3. People were like, not into this.
No, it was a dance from Cider House Rules.
Spider House Rules?
Spider House Rules. Oh, that sucks, that Cider House Rules.
So what's up?
How's everybody doing?
I'm good.
I'm good, too. I just, this will come out a little bit after, but I just went to Orlando to Universal for the first time, and I had a great time.
Walk us through it.
Went to Wizarding World, which is outstanding, really amazing time. Yeah, it's legit magical. Like when you first walk in, it's like breathtaking because there's so much detail put into it. I hate roller coasters, so I didn't go on all the rides. I didn't go on Hagrid's ride, which is like the popular one. But Gemma went on that twice. And there's, just specific little details that were fun. Like in the men's restroom, you can hear Moaning Myrtle, which is kind of a fun thing.
Ooh.
And it sounds like a man masturbating. So
someone who works there is like, we don't have that.
Yeah. Restroom sound effects? No, man. Yeah. No way.
Some guy came out of the bathroom and was like,
Casey likes that one.
Some guy came out of a stall and was like, I just shit in Moaning Myrtle's open mouth. I don't think it was a thing.
All the restrooms have Moaning Myrtle holes in the doors.
Coincidentally, this has nothing to do with it. I've been going to Universal and sneaking into the men's bathrooms.
Please start calling glory holes Moaning Myrtles. I also, there was the funniest, most Floridian moment, which was there's a moment where everyone's phone started beeping because there was an Amber Alert.
That's not funny.
Well, hold on.
Hold on. Let me make it funny.
Hold on. So there's a moment where everybody's phone started beeping. It was an Amber Alert. And then like 5 minutes later, I was sitting down. I got myself a nice butterbeer and was enjoying that. And there was a drunk woman who turned on her phone and the Amber Alert went off. And all she did was go, "Uh-oh, Amber Alert." And did like a little like waist up.
Was her name Amber?
Dance. Yeah. But it was the funny. I was like, I'm in Florida. Like, this is the funniest that a drunk woman is singing Amber Alert. We walked around Universal, which was very fun. And I met Popeye and I asked Popeye to dab in a photo. And he was in character. And I go, "Will you dab?" And he goes, "What do you want?" And I go, "Will you dab?" And he goes, "You want Popeye to dab?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Popeye doesn't dab."
So long story short, he dabbed.
Yeah, he didn't dab. He flexed while I dabbed. Mm. But it was so funny just to hear him stay in character, but also be like, "Fuck you."
Amazing.
He usually gets that from kids, but to get it from a grown man is like an entirely
Yeah, he goes,
thing.
For kids I'll do that, but for you? He goes, aren't you a grown adult man? What are you, 53? Fuck off.
I'm doing well. I'm excited because this weekend we will be in San Francisco for Sketchfest.
Oh, yeah.
Which is excellent. Get the fuck out of Chicago. And if you are still on the fence about going to San Francisco to see our Sketchfest show, just go to it. And just go to, what is it?
We have Rob Corddry.
We have fucking Corddry.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, who's one of my favorite daily show hosts of all time.
He's just the best. Guys, why would you miss that?
Hot Tub Time Machine. And we're going to do about an hour-long show. And then I just heard back from the venue that we do have some time afterwards to do a little bit of meet and greet. So we'll get to say hi to as many folks as we
little
can.
Little hello, little brisket, little ham. Little meet and greet.
M-E-A-T.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to squeeze your little face if you come. I won't do that. Face.
One other thing I wanted to mention, just because you mentioned Squeeze a Little Face, at Universal there's a Jurassic Park themed land, and there's a person walking around.
It's called Jurassic Park themed land,
and there's a person walking around. There's a woman with a hand puppet that's like a baby Triceratops, mm-hmm. but it's clearly her hand in a puppet, and then a fake hand on cradling it, and she's moving the mouth and making it move. And she walked up to us, and we pet it, and we're like, "Oh, very cute." And then she walked up to a family that was a mom and dad in their 30s and a kid, and the mom recoiled and goes, "Is it real?" No joke. No, totally sincere. And her son went to touch it, and she goes, "Don't touch it." And she's like, "Is this safe to touch? Is it real?" And it wasn't. And the employees are like eyeballing each other, like, "Are you fucking kidding?" It was very funny.
And how much?
It was. And as we walked away, Gemma screamed, "More education!" And I was like, "That's hilarious and on point, but don't do that again because her husband will kill me."
That just goes to show you that even dumb people can have money.
Yeah.
Some of the stupidest people can still have access to human money.
But it was pretty glorious.
That's awesome. My mom's a librarian. A little boy came in once asking for a real picture of a dragon.
A real picture.
But that was a little boy. He was like, "I can't seem to find a real photo of a dragon. Can you point me in the right direction?"
I have an ex who works at Adler Planetarium, and she did a show where she brings out like a chunk of ice. There's like a 4D show that they go to space and they have a chunk of ice fall off the ship or something. And at the end, she comes out with a chunk of ice, and it's from, you know, Jupiter's ring or something. And people would touch it, or kids would touch it and be like, "Ooh, amazing." And then the parents would go, "Be honest with me. I'm an adult. Is that real ice from Jupiter?"
Oh, I just felt pain in my body.
Is that real ice from Jupiter?
Hey, I know, you don't have to tell the kids, but for me.
For me, come on.
Is that real Jupiter ice?
Tell daddy.
So I think we're doing a podcast about riddles.
I think so. I'm fine, by the way.
Oh, how are you, Aaron?
I'm good. I'm great. I've never been
better. Are you sure? You just audibly yawned into the mic pretty deeply.
No, I'm great. I'm in the time of spending
money.
I mean, I'm dying of money spending, but I'm spending a lot of time with my boyfriend's family.
Like, the coils?
Like the coil. Like we're in a real marathon of spending time.
The gargoyles?
Yeah. It's a blast. It's been really, really fun. But like his brother stayed with us all weekend and we got dinners with his parents on Thursday and we spent time with his dad's side of the family yesterday. And then it's like the next 3 days is all his mom's side of the family.
And Aaron, you were saying that you were calling them the recoils because of the off-color jokes you were telling?
No.
Because the off-color jokes they were telling.
They are so funny and nice, and I just want to impress them.
Their off-color jokes are funny? I've heard some of these things. I would not say they were funny.
I hope they don't. Oh, I did find out his mom, when she came over, and his mom and dad came over, and she told me that
Europe?
Yeah, from Europe.
We are here. We're the queens.
They came to see our apartment for the first time because they haven't seen it all decorated since I moved in. And they came over before we went out to dinner. And his mom was like, "Oh, I've listened to your podcast. Like me and Sean's sister, like listened to it on the way back from like a drive." And I just like, my whole body turned to ice. And I was like, "Oh my
God." She's like, "You shit talk Sean a lot."
I do. Poor Sean.
She's like, "We bought you a new microphone so you could..." We bought you a new microwave so you can shut the fuck up.
I bought you a new microwave so you can shut the fuck up.
Sean did
What's
come into
gift?
The apartment the other day and he was like, "I listened to a couple episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle. You made fun of me." And I was like, "What
Fighting
did I say?"
Tears.
And he was like, he said, "No one works harder than Sean Coyle." And I mean that.
He said that?
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember that, but I was making fun of it. But I was like, "Ooh, I've always only thought of it about my family listening."
Yeah.
And what I shouldn't say in front of them. And it never occurred to me that Sean's family could be listening, and now I have a whole new level of fear.
Whole new level.
Mm-mm. One day someone at my work is going to listen to this, and they'd be like, hey, you listen to that podcast.
You're fired.
Talk about fucking dogs a lot. Maybe that's something that you are interested in doing, and then suddenly I'm in the dog fucking club at work.
And then finally, dreams come true.
Come up to the DFC floor.
Should we
start the riddles?
I'm Old Man Puzzles. Hello.
In this year, 2020, look at that ass. Watch that ass.
Check out my butt.
Something like that.
I have been really dragging my feet on some.
Rawr. Regular smaug.
Flames.
On some listener submitted riddles that I've really liked for a long time, but I haven't read. And then also some riddles that people have given me at World News. So I'm going to read Sum of Those. Are we ready?
Something given, something borrowed.
Mm.
These are from Philip Hoy, and you have expressed permission to use my full name, Philip says. Philip submitted...
Philip Hoy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Hoy boy.
Philip Hoy submitted some stuff over a few, I think a couple times, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, here are some.
Okay, sounds a little... A little annoying, but...
Some riddles. I've long since caught up and realized that I should probably send you riddles again with the answers.
Did you read these emails beforehand?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm just trying to think of... Okay.
There are people that like write an email and 4 months later they read an email back just being like, hey, just want to make sure you guys saw this.
Yeah, just to be clear, we're like a year behind on emails, so
like 500.
Please be patient.
All right, Philip Hoy, here are some of your riddles.
Wait, this is to him?
Yeah, this is him.
You're just talking to him.
Philip Hoy, this is your life.
With your hands good and warm, make sure you fight fair. I can be sexual. I can be square.
Condom.
With your hands good and warm, make sure you fight fair?
Mm-hmm.
Boxing gloves.
Yeah, I was going to say something like boxing gloves. You have to touch hands.
I can be sexual. I can be square.
I can be sexual. I can be square.
Oh, ring.
Pockets?
You were closest with the first thing you said.
Mm. What was the first thing we
boxing
said?
Boxing gloves.
Boxing gloves?
That's too much of an answer.
Glove.
A box.
Box.
Mm-hmm. A box. Fun?
Oh, yeah. Sexual box. Yeah. It's
like dick in the box. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I already want to see a scene, but I want to see a scene.
In the nick in the maps.
JPC, you're a famous boxer, and Adel, you're his like coach, and you're in that little corner. I don't know anything about boxing.
Sure.
But you're in that little corner, and you're trying to get him motivated to do one more round.
We're in that little corner.
You know what I mean.
And I'm the boxing coach trying to motivate him to do one more round. Yeah. Perfect. Got it.
I don't know if I can do it. Maybe old Mickey Rourke just needs to throw in his gloves, hang it all up. This amateur might be the one that does me in.
Hey, it's me, Brick, last name, and I'm Riddle City. And
yep, thank you, Brick.
All right, we'll start over. Be a new boxer.
All right, kid, your eyes are starting to swell shut. It's looking like this is the end.
I don't want to get hit anymore, Mister.
Well, listen, you're how old are you? 7? 8?
I don't know, 7 maybe?
Okay, well, you're...
It's all hard to remember when I get hit in the head so many times,
yeah,
mister.
Well, I made a bet that I couldn't coach someone who fought Oscar De La Hoya, and I lost by that bet by getting you in the ring with him.
What's the bet? I have to fight... why is the bet that I have to fight? Mister, please, let me go back to my mom in line at the bank.
No.
No, I have to stay here.
Your mom's still depositing checks. I need you to continue to fight Oscar De La Hoya.
Why doesn't she use mobile deposit? It's faster and easier.
That's a question for your mom.
I guess so.
Okay, so what I need you to do is go one more round, okay?
One more round?
One more round.
I've already gone 7.
Yeah, I know.
And I've gotten my wicks in on him.
You've gotten some licks in, like when you lick
his shoes. Wicks in.
Oh, your wicks in.
My John Wicks in.
Oh.
I broke his neck and shot him in the head.
Oh, that's right. So the match is over. I forgot.
Yeah. I'm in heaven now.
But the upside is you can't be tried as an adult.
That's true.
And as you said, you're in heaven and mm-hmm. I'm Gabriel, the angel.
Oh, you're Gabriel?
Peter Gabriel.
Ding, 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 round 10.
In your eyes, of course, the light, the heat.
This is round 10, and you went 7 rounds, so for the first...
Yeah, we skipped weight.
Scene. That was the best example of that we've done on this show. Of that. Have you ever played that short-form game, Dr. No?
No.
Where it's it's a two-person scene, and one person has to negate everything.
Everything.
So it's everything you say, they're like, no, it's not. And then you're like, oh, yes, you're right. And you have to justify everything. Mm-hmm. So I want to see a scene between JPC and Aaron.
Sure.
This is going to be, we're going to play Dr. No.
Okay.
JPC, you have to shut down everything Aaron says. Aaron, you have to make it work and justify those no's.
Gotcha.
All right, welcome to being a woman. Let's do this.
And we'll say that you two are, because it's called Dr. No, you two are in a doctor's office. Here we go.
Yeah, I just don't know what's wrong with me.
All right, well, if you could just pop up on this seat here, and then I can get a better look.
Okay. I actually can't pop up on anything. I'm a grown man. I stand up and I sit down.
All right, no worries. If you just want to stand up, I can use this stethoscope. I'm going to listen to your heart now.
Okay, you want me to do stand up? I guess I can. So white people drive so crazy. When they're driving down the street, all they...
Seems like you seem... You feel a lot better.
Eat their Raisin Bran. No, I've got this nodule on my neck. What the fuck is this?
All right, well, I'm just going to listen to your heartbeat.
Thump, 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 thump,
thump. Actually, could you not talk while I... do this. It's a little bit distracting.
Okay, I could not talk.
All right, and okay, and I'm going to hit
sailor
the...
Slip.
I'm going to look in your ears.
More not talk? You're going to look in my cares?
Your ears.
Oh, okay, yeah. You can look in my ears. Here is a pig ear. It's a dog's chew toy.
Thank you so much. I have a dog, so thank you.
Here's an ear of corn.
Oh, my gosh, I was going to make corn tonight for dinner. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I bet
you
were.
I'm going to look into your throat. Say, ah...
Real Monsters, favorite show.
Oh, I remember that show.
Yeah, you remember it? Do you like it?
See, and we're going to do a quick one. I'm going to be Dr. No, JPC. You're going to be in my antique store trying to buy something.
I'm in your antique store.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in this old doll.
Get out of here, you silly bird.
Squawk, squawk. But this bird needs his nest, and I think this store has a lot of antiques that I would want to put in my nest.
Okay, I don't know. I can sort of make out you're saying antiques, but of course this is a Walmart, so I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, I've never been here. I'm from out of town.
I see you here every day.
I would... Yeah, here, yes, but I've never been in here, which
sure
is what
have.
I call this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Every conversation's a snowflake. speaking of snowflakes, what's this winter-themed icicle set? I'd love to buy this.
Oh, that's a Valentine's-themed egg set.
Okay, well, I can't give my Valentine eggs because she can't have children.
You have two kids, though?
I do have two kids. They're both adopted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not natural born. I remind them every day. What about this TV set?
Okay. Oh, this pad of paper. That's a Mead, 80 pages college ruled.
Mead. I'm not really thirsty. Why don't I just get this VCR?
Why are you chugging all that water then?
I have to because the doctor said my blood glucose is tanking, and so I need to drink water or else I'll get hydrolysis. What about this VCR?
So your car can go over bumps better? Hydrolysis?
Yes. I do. It's a separate issue.
Oh, didn't Ludacris pimp your ride? Or what's his name? Exhibit?
Well, Ludacris pimped Exhibit's ride. I wasn't part of it, but I did watch the episode.
Hammer.
Let's get back to some riblos.
You will often find me buried. I hope I'm not spread too thin. Maybe you'll get stopped up by me. It depends on the place I'm in.
Stopped up depends. Stopped adult up. Diaper. Enema.
Nope.
Hi, my name is... So can you read that one more time?
You will often find me buried. I hope I'm not spread too thin. Maybe you'll get stopped up by me. It depends on the place I'm in.
Jam?
Stopped up by me. Glue.
Yes.
Is it jam?
Yes, you got it. Yes, you're very clever.
Oh, yeah, spread too thin.
You'll often find me buried.
B-E-R-R-A-D.
Mm-hmm. Do you
know the
like
difference
it?
Between jelly and jam?
What's to do with this? What's to do with this?
One has
seeds baby.
Aaron, do you know that joke?
No.
I used to do this podcast.
Hey, Riddle.
Yeah.
Is this your resignation?
Yeah, I used to do this podcast, end of joke. It was like 7 or 8 years ago, and it was with my friends Brent and Corey. And we do pre-show banter before – this is back in Indianapolis. We do like pre-show banter before. And one of the things that they would say to guests is they would tell that joke. And it's a horrible joke. Mm-hmm. But they would – and vulgar. And they would tell that joke. And then on the podcast, they would be like, hey, what's the difference between jelly and jam? And the person would be like, ooh, I can't – yeah. They'd say seeds to like trip the person up.
Yeah, it's not a great joke, but I've heard it a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't want to tell it to you.
I don't want to tell it to you either. So Google it.
Right, well. Just Google it.
Do your own dirty fucking laundry. Do you want clean laundry?
Fine, I have to do my laundry. You're right. I haven't done it in a while. My God.
Aaron just brought a big pile of dirty laundry into the studio.
I thought maybe JBC could do it for me.
I'm actually using the studio washing machine right now.
Her earrings are just bread ties. That's real sad.
I'm washing some of my raincoats.
That's what I wash normally when I wash clothes are my earrings.
I wash my earrings?
What the hell are you talking about, Adam?
I guess I'm crazy.
My clothes are so dirty. All my earrings, I can't wear them.
All right, this one's hard.
Is this still a Roy boy?
Mm-hmm. Need to know the way it works.
This one's hard. Is it Adel's butt?
Nice.
Wait.
Hey. No. Yes, stop throwing
you can bounce a dollar off that ass. You can bounce a full paper dollar off that ass.
Crunch up a dollar and bounce off his ass.
I'm having a lot of fun. Need to know the way it works? I'm what it's all about. On the case, six things to learn. I'm the odd one out.
Got it.
No, you don't.
It's a no, you don't. Like a lock, like a digit, six-digit lock on no. a briefcase.
Six-digit lock.
Need to know the way it works? I'm what it's all about. On the case, six things to learn. But I'm the odd one out.
Crave case.
Six things to learn. So six things with one odd one out. Is this like Google? No, it's
six
a search engine.
Things with one odd out. One the number one?
No.
Is odd? Okay.
So
on the case.
When you're like a reporter and you're on a case,
okay.
What are all the questions you should answer to write
Who,
a good?
Who, what, where, why, which one, from, to, ASL.
How long have you spoken
Who, what,
English?
Where, why? Who, what, where, why,
three,
how?
3 days.
And sometimes from.
Three. And sometimes why?
Well,
A-E-I-O-U
you're on the right track for
Who,
those.
Who, what, when, where, why?
Yeah, and then?
The fuck?
There's one more. Who, what, when, where, why? And what do they all have in common?
They're all questions.
So how?
Yeah, it's how.
How is the answer?
How is the answer?
Oh, I want to see a scene.
Who, what, where, why, when, how?
I want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. Aaron, do you want to be a reporter or someone who's being reported on?
I played a reporter on the show before, so I should be being reported
Great.
On.
Great. So you're giving a press conference about something, and JPC mm-hmm. and I are reporters. We're playing all short-form games today.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you so much for coming out here today. I will be brief. We have some...
Is that a clue? Is this going to be about underwear?
Oddly, yes, this is an underwear case. A few...
I feel like that was pointed at me. Gerald Giacomo, B. Valley Times. I famously write B briefs, so just to have that thrown at me makes me feel like a journalist. Very unprofessional.
To be fair, it does feel a little pointed towards me. Of course, my name is Haynes Herway, and I, of course, write for the Underwear Times.
Gentlemen, I implore you to not make this about you.
You won't hear from us anymore. You'll hear from a bunch of other characters.
Can't stress this enough. This is a very serious murder. There was an underwear party that happened downtown starting approximately 11 p.m. last night. Everyone in the party has been killed or is missing. The police department is on it. The who is the people who went to the underwear party. The what is what the hell were they thinking going to an underwear party? What even is an underwear party? The when?
Okay.
Last night, 11 p.m.
That's obviously pointed at me. Gerald Giacomo, underwear party times mostly. Look, if you bothered to read my
articles...
Are you
different from the other guy?
Yeah, his name was like Gerald Giacomo. I'm obviously Giacomo. There's like a difference in the names. I know the voice is exactly the same. He's a cousin of mine. How you going? How you doing?
How you going? How you doing? Who, what, when? When was last night? 11 p.m. Where? Downtown, like I said before. Downtown and a rich person laugh. The why, we do not understand. The how was a different creative murder for each person.
Hi, I'm Dennis Grandslam from Hungry Times. Can you tell us one of the ways someone was murdered?
Fan.
No, this is the first time I've heard of you.
No, I don't think you're a fan of me. I think someone died with a fan.
Okay, like one of the unfolding ones, or a oscillating, or a ceiling?
A ceiling fan.
Okay, you need to be more specific.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm a little embarrassed. I think I'm just nervous.
There are lots
Gerald Giacomo from the other thing. Don't ceiling fans also oscillate? What's a fan if it doesn't oscillate?
I think he was implying a standing fan or
wait,
a fan.
Wait. I'm sorry. You think ceiling fans oscillate? What do you think oscillate means?
Go around and round?
Okay, and let's vacillate between you and the other Giacomo. See.
Oh, brother. Are we ready for another Ribble?
Yes, I'm Ribbled for her pleasure.
Call me Barney Ribble because I'm... Oh, JPC's was better.
Call me Barney Ribble because JPC's was better.
I may sound a little sharp. I may make
Aaron,
you dull.
We told you, you're not sharp.
I just burst into tears. I may sound a little sharp.
I think you sound a little sharp.
Just breathe, Aaron. I may sound a little sharp. I may make you dull. I may be in a bottle or due to a lack. I may rattle or addle your skull.
I may be in a bottle, baby.
So it's either Genie or me? Addle your skull?
I'm an addle in a bottle. I'm gonna sleep through most of the day. Please don't wake me up. I don't wanna grant your wishes. I'm an addle in a bottle.
My apartment's got too much stuff.
Yeah, here's two things that you guys just put me on blast about. One, I sleep about 12 hours a day. I usually go to bed at 6 a.m. and I usually wake up at like 4 p.m.
I'm an addle in a bottle, baby. Come, wake me up at 4 p.m.
Two, I have a 2-bedroom place, but I have the stuff for a 7-bedroom place.
I may sound a little sharp. I may make you dull. I may be in a bottle, or due to a lack, I may rattle or addle your skull.
Or due to a lack?
Mm-hmm.
Alec Baldwin? No. Alec Alda?
No. And this is two words that are spelled differently, that mean different things, that sound exactly the same.
The homonyms. The answers are homonyms?
Yeah. I may sound a little sharp. I may make you dull. I may be in a bottle, or due to a lack, I may rattle or addle your skull.
Is notes wine. One of them?
Mm-hmm. Wine and wine.
Wine. My wine.
Mine wine. Hi, I'm Borat, and this is my wine.
Embarrassed?
Hello, I'm German Borat, and this is mein Frau.
Embarrassed or out of breath today? This is something you might display. Associated with having a mate, if you're in this, then your life's going great.
Ring?
A couple? Associated a thruple?
No.
Is it being in a thruple?
All right, I need to see a scene.
Is it being in
It's the three of us with our current personalities and our first date as a thruple.
Current personalities.
Thank you two for coming here. You know, I was saying to myself earlier.
I was on time.
Sorry, I was on the phone, Adel. What did you say?
I said thank you two for coming.
It's just if you're going to say 8 o'clock is when the dinner starts, be here at 7:50.
This isn't going to work.
I'm sorry?
Like, what?
I thought that maybe the three of us could be romantically involved. I thought...
No, we're all into that. We all want that.
Here.
You're
Hold
two
on.
Of the funniest and most attractive people I know.
I am on the phone, though.
You have stellar personalities. Uh-huh. But I feel like just that this dynamic doesn't work. The three of us kind of grind against each other.
Yeah, that's what we all want
to
do.
The plan is to grind against each other.
Do you hear each other talk over each other at the same time?
We finish each other's salads. We finish each other's Hamiltons.
And JPC and I finish each other's basements.
And Adel and I finish each other's finishes.
Nope.
All right. Well, I think this is working great. I am on the phone, though, so I am responding. Some of these responses are to my phone call, and some of them are to you, too.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
You, too. Is Bono going to come by later?
Okay. All right.
Is the edging?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how into this thruple are the two of you? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
What's
three.
The scale?
Well, I think your Adel's right. I think that this was like good on paper.
Good on paper.
You didn't let me finish. 0, and then a 1 in front of it.
And then flip it behind and let me hit it from the back, baby.
All right, we're back. I'm back into this.
That's a 10.
See.
Embarrassed or out of breath today? This is something you might display associated with having a mate. If you're in this, your life's going great.
A marriage.
Do we want to, based on a marriage story, based on that last scene, do we want to encourage some fanfic?
Didn't we already encourage this and it was disgusting?
I think one person did write a pretty disgusting piece of fanfic.
Really?
I think we asked
for
people. I don't think we should.
Okay. I think you wrote it. Yeah, right. That wasn't you.
Write fanfic, but don't make it nasty.
Don't make it nasty.
So it's
the opposite of Austin Powers.
So what signifies that you're in a relationship?
Love.
Is it love?
No. Fuck.
Embarrassed or out of breath today, this is something you might display.
Display would be like a
rosy
certificate?
Cheeks.
Birth certificate?
Mm-hmm. What color are rosy
red.
Cheeks?
Red cheeks?
Not quite red.
Pink. Rudolph with his
pink.
Nose so bright?
Pink.
Pink's the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Can you read the riddle again so I can...
Embarrassed or out of breath today, this is something you might display. Associated with having a mate... If you're in this, your life's going great.
So how is pink associated with having a mate? Like...
I just burped.
She got your ass, you fucking cuck. ask dumb questions.
She's amazing just the way she is.
How does pink associate with being a couple?
I can do it too.
He just barfed all over his own dick?
Every time you barf, you hit your own dick, okay? It's not some curse that I got. Everybody does it. You barf, you hit your own dick.
Sorry.
I just went on a fun Tim Robbins tangent. That's a
Still Life with Woodpecker? Well, I'm thinking of Tom Robbins, sorry. Aaron, I'm serious. What? How does pink, do you know? Does it say? How does pink represent a relationship? Am I missing something?
Like love, like, pink, like.
I don't know. Yeah.
Pink, sexist. Like love, pink.
This guy sucks.
Like the singer Pink?
Yeah, like the singer Pink.
Name
Let's
one,
do this.
Aaron, name one Pink song.
Just give me a reason, just a little bit enough. And I said we had broken and then we can learn to love again. Is in the stars. Remember, why are you pointing at you?
Ask me a pink song.
Oh, what's a pink song?
Pink, it's my favorite color.
Color.
JPC, what's a pink song? Bitch. Jesse Pinkman, bitch. That's a.
So
I'm so ahead of you, dude.
Still a rock star. I got my rock moves.
I like how Erin can't name a pink song. She has to sing a full pink song.
Get this party started on a Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a pink song.
Everybody's waiting for
that's the one I know. That's the only pink song.
Look at my pink is small and humble, so you confuse it
with a shell branch. With a shell branch. Okay, seriously.
Yes. Seriously.
Let's take your best shot.
What can
That's
I do
why
for you?
I'm there. But you'll need the thing with which I pair. Of course, unless you are a maiden fair, you'll probably want me out of your hair.
Ooh, this is something that goes in your hair, pair like Siri.
So it's something that goes in your hair, but it's also something
Bluetooth.
Like the beginning of this. Take your best shot. That's why I'm there.
Hoop.
But you'll need the
hoop
thing
earrings.
With
hoop
which I pair.
In your hair?
Hoop.
No.
A hoop in a stud.
No.
Really?
That's not, you don't put a hoop in your hair.
Target.
Put it in your ear. Ear close.
Take your best shot.
Wait, Aaron, I'm sorry. Where do earrings go? Not in your hair?
Your butt. They go in your butt.
Milk, lemonade? This
I
is
always,
where the earrings are made?
I always wash my earrings, and then I put them in my hair.
No. No, no. They go
no,
in
no,
your
no,
ear.
No, 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 no,
no. No, 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 no.
Look at the answers, wrong and stupid, so you don't confuse it with earrings.
Take your best shot. That's why I'm there. But you'll need the thing
Pat Benatar.
With which I pair.
Ooh, hit me with your best shot.
Oh, dude, that's great.
So it's a part of a weapon. It's 50% of a weapon.
Bullseye.
But you need both.
Bull and eye.
Pat Benatar strip mall.
Bullseye's not
hit
a weapon.
Hit me with your best shot.
You need, what weapon do you use?
Crossbow.
But what, so it's 50%.
CrossFit.
Of that weapon.
Bow.
Bow.
Bow. It's a bow.
It's a bow.
Take your best shot. That's why I'm there. But you'll need
bow.
The thing with which I pair. Like a bow and arrow.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite in history, historically speaking, my favorite bow and arrow belongs to old William Tell,
mm-hmm.
who famously
shot
an apple off his son's head. Aaron, I want you to be William Tell. JBC, you are... William Tell Jr. is what I assume his name was, and you're going to shoot an apple off his head.
Hey, Billy, come outside.
Come on, Dad. I want to stay inside and... Oh, wait. There's nothing in here. Yeah, I'll come out.
All right, come on over here. I have a great idea. Before you ask, I'm not drunk.
Dad, you look drunk and you smell drunk.
No, you need more evidence than that, my man. Not drunk? Just a fun dad.
There's all these empty bottles around here?
This is how you sound. There's all these empty bottles around here.
Whoa, that's a really good impression, Dad. I'm going to go back inside.
No, no, no.
You're right. There's nothing in there.
Come over here.
Again?
Look at this. See, look at this. I got a bow and arrow.
Okay.
And then let's walk over to the apple tree. A scoob, a scoob, a scoob, a scoob. I'm not drunk. Okay, look.
Welcome to the apple tree. Can I help you with something? Please take a fruit.
This is the giving tree. He'll die later. Here we go.
He'll die later.
Wait. Before you kill me, let me go down on one of you. I would just love to give. You don't need to do anything to me.
Well, hey, Riddle has ruined a lot, and we've officially ruined the giving tree by implying it loves giving oral sex.
I hope his bark is worse than his bite.
It's not.
I hope there's no bite at all. Anyways.
I'd honestly rather the bite than the bark.
Is it because I'm a tree? You don't want it to get around that a tree went down on you?
I'm not going
to
stick my you-know-what in his moaning myrtle.
Same.
Didn't get to shoot the arrow off your head.
Oh, man, the premise. We were so close.
Just like a...
Yeah.
Just out of reach.
Just like a branch on an apple tree. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more...
Of these...
Nasty, nasty riddles.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with... Oh, no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code RIDDLE at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because the call, my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought
JPC, and I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year, and now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to.
She's
in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code RIDDLE, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code RIDDLE.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And just like my least favorite style of pin, we're Bic.
How dare you just eliminate Bic?
There's nothing wrong with a Bic.
I like a Bic.
Just like my favorite Scientologist, we're back.
Yep, that's good.
All right. More riddles?
Mm-hmm, please.
Mm-hmm. Are you full of riddles, or do you want a second?
Please, sir, may I solve some more?
One more, sir.
It's Christmas Day.
We're going to do a few more from
I said one more.
Boy.
No more from
just
him.
Just a dessert riddle, please.
You might try to wear me out, or you might end up sharing neck and neck, or maybe doubt. No winner, I'm declaring.
Neck needle.
Neck needle. Check it and see.
I got a fever of 10 cc's.
You might try to wear my art, or you might end up sharing neck and neck, or maybe doubt. No winner, I'm declaring.
May scarf. End up sharing apps.
No.
Is it like a scarf? Is it something that goes around your neck?
Yeah, something you can wear out on your neck, and then also no winner, I'm declaring.
A noose, a tie,
neck and
a
neck.
Bolo
yep.
tie.
A tie.
A tie.
Like a tie and a tie.
It's a draw.
So all of these riddles are those. They follow that same format.
Do you guys see I'm wearing a suit today? My tie is a real draw. Blam.
Alone, I'm useless, I'll admit. No great weight can I shoulder. With millions of brothers in a path I sit, we're all a little bolder.
Weak penis.
We're all a little bolder, Colorado.
Yeah,
rock.
A weak penis is not a weak penis, but it's surrounded by other weak penises.
Monday, Tuesday, happy days.
Wait, a weak penis surrounded by other weak penises. Don't they just call that an improv team? Boing.
Boing.
Fling, 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 fling. Change a boing, boing.
Yes.
For full context, these things are mostly white men.
With no upper body strength.
So funny.
Except for Big Spoon. Big Spoon.
Big Spoon's huge.
It's like a...
the dicks on that squad.
I don't want to talk about that,
like
but Big Spoon is a great... Big Spoon is a great improv team if you want to check them out. Don't tell them what we said.
They're very strong.
No. They're all just large dudes. I would never comment about their members. Although I would comment about Spencer Rybacki. That guy's on Big Spoon and he's a real member, if you know what I'm saying. He's a member of that team.
Are we still trying to solve this one?
Yeah. I'm not.
Can you repeat the...
Alone, I'm useless, I'll admit. No great way. I'm just laughing at the penis thing. Okay, stop. Shut up. It's not funny. Alone, I'm useless, I'll admit. No great weight can I shoulder. With millions of brothers in a path I sit, we're all a little bolder.
A twin?
No.
We're all a little bolder. Grains of sand? Grains of sand. Pebbles.
Oh, you're really on the right track.
Pebbles, rocks?
Rocks band.
They're all in a path.
Mm.
What's a path?
Mark
that's
Pathers.
A bunch of little rocks.
Oh, that trail in Boston.
Gravel?
Freedom Trail.
Yeah. Gravel.
Wait, what's a gravel a homophone for?
Nothing.
What are these riddles?
Gravel?
A couple of them have been homophones, but not all of them.
Aaron, can I ask you real quick?
Yeah.
What's the difference between gravel, grovel, and a gavel?
Okay. Gravel is little stones. Okay. Grovel is when you're begging and begging. And gavel is when you're begging and begging for everyone to be quiet in the court. And you go bang, bang, bang with a little hammer.
And what's robble, robble?
Adel, what's robble, robble?
Robble, robble is, do you know Bob Bob? That's his full name. Okay. Robble, robble.
Robble, robble.
Yeah, it's his full, full name.
Ugh. That made me grimace.
And JBC, what's the difference between Grimace, Krampus, and a cramp?
Krampus is a Christmas movie. Grimace is a Krampus movie. Krampus is a Krampus movie.
And what's a grandpa movie?
Dirty Grandpa. Sorry, Robert De Niro. And Jimmy Napville.
Well, thank you, Philip. Say thank you, Philip.
Thank you, Philip.
Philip, we're going to read more of your riddles soon. I really like them.
Yeah, we're going to be like a car in line to get gas at Costco. More Philip.
So if you ever come to, nice, if you ever come to World News more and you want to give us some riddles, please do.
Yeah,
this is a letter that we got.
The way that I would like you to give me riddles at World News is put them on a bullet, shoot them into a gun directly into the back of my head.
And no,
for me, I want you to write them on a piece of paper, crumple them up, and bounce them off my ass.
For me, I want you to put them into your head, sit across the bar, and stare them angrily at me.
All right. We got this letter several weeks ago. I'm sorry I haven't read it sooner. Dear Clue Crew, if you're reading this, it means we're dead. Or we came to your live show and worked up the courage to hand deliver some riddles. Honestly, the former is more likely. Anyway, here are some riddles that we think would be good for your warm-ups.
Well, Aaron,
I'm doing them at the end.
Isn't there a known thing where you're not supposed to read a dead person's riddles?
Oh, too bad.
Unless you're willing to solve their riddles.
They're sort of a classic rhyming couplet style, and some of them are pretty easy. Some of them are heartbreakers, and some of them are just dumb. Hmm. Credit where credit is due. I got these from a pair of books called Riddle Rooms, published blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
Skip right over those credits.
Thanks for the laughs. We love you, and happy puzzling. Love, Caleb and Holly. And Caleb and Holly were so sweet when I met them. Another thing about...
Who was nicer? And Aaron just folded the paper and put it away like we're not going
to
read.
No, the riddles are on different pages.
Real quick, I'm sorry. We do have to legally give a shout out to the publisher, Ba Ba Ba. If you are looking for great stories about elephants, please check out Ba Ba Ba.
We're going to see a quick commercial now because, you know, equal time. This is a commercial for Ba 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 Publishing.
Hi there. Are you looking for a new book? Then check out Ba 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 Publishing. You're gonna get a good book. That's Baba Yaga gonna get a book.
Reach us at 555-SKYWINNER.
Guys, hold on. I just got the latest cut from this commercial. I gotta say, I love what you were doing, but don't fuck the gum, but don't bump with the
gum. Honey, how was work today? I heard it was
Daddy's home. Daddy's home. I'm about to wooloo about the daddy.
Adam Sandler?
Scene. Fuck the show.
Yeah, I used to be on a podcast.
This used to be my podcast.
A quick note about World News. I have always enjoyed meeting people after shows, but everyone has been so nice and so respectful and fun to meet. I met a guy named Finn and his dad, and they were really, really nice to me.
From San Francisco?
They were
wonderful, yes.
So nice. And then I met a guy who lives in St. Louis, and him and his sister went last night. And then I also, a couple weeks ago, there was this young woman who was there with her mom, and they took a picture of me with me.
Young mom?
Yeah, I get, yeah, young a very young mom, fun mom.
She was a young woman with a young mom.
Yes.
Okay.
It made me very emotional to talk to them, and they made me really, really happy, and thank you for coming to the show. It's really, really nice when you stay and say hello. It makes me feel really good, and I'm sorry we don't have more time to talk.
What I will say is, holy hell, it's so nice to meet everyone, like Aaron said. One, World News is spelled W-H-I-R-L-D. Mm-hmm. I feel like so many people think it's W-O-R-L-D, so if you're ever looking for tickets, it's W-H. Mm-hmm. And then also, if you're coming to the show, tweet us maybe, and we'll know to look for you there, because sometimes I know I've gone home, and then people are like, we're here waiting, and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Should we call the show World News?
World
News.
Yeah, it's hard. It's also like sometimes in between shows, we only have like 20 minutes. Yeah. And sometimes we need to eat and stuff. So if we don't have a lot of time, we wish we had more time. But
but let us know if you're going to be there, just so we don't miss you.
Yeah, it's been truly like some of my favorite things ever have happened recently.
And bringing a gift doesn't hurt.
No.
And be prepared to answer some of my questions. How many cousins do you have? Where do they live? What states do they live in? Where are your cousins? Tell me the names of your cousins. Ages, heights of your cousins. Where are your cousins? Fair to cousins. Tell us where the cousins are.
Keep seeing the table.
We have ways of making you talk about your cousins.
We have ways of making you cousins, Mr. Bond.
Keep going.
What are the names and nationalities of your cousins? Where are their ages? Where do they live? What do their houses look like? Do they have spouses? Where are the spouses of your cousins?
I want to see a scene. JBC, you're the same.
I think you just did.
No, I wanted you to continue. We're going to go further down the story. This is the end of the movie. You're the same villain, and you're doing that villain monologue where you talked about what your plan was and how you got away with it.
You'll never kill me.
Kill you? I don't need to kill you because I've already done so much worse.
What have you done?
Well, let me put it this way.
Wait, where's my dad's brother's kid?
Patrick Duffison?
Yes.
From Minnesota?
Yes, where's Patrick Duffison?
He's at the bottom of a lake. That's right, Mr. Bond. I have systematically hunted down and killed every single one of your cousins, leaving you completely alone in this world in terms of cousins. You still have your parents, and you still have, I guess, the children. Oh, no, not your parents' brothers' children. They are dead cousins.
You have to tell me, please. Uh-huh. What about my second cousins?
Oh, fudge. I didn't think about the second cousins. Are you close with them?
Yes, very.
Closer
than my first cousin.
Scheiße, kein Cousin, Feindenstein. Ah, damn it. But, okay, second cousins, what's once removed? A second cousin is like a cousin's child? Is a second cousin?
Second cousin is like your parents' first cousins, right?
Yeah.
Yes, so...
Wait,
no.
Who's that?
This is my assistant. No.
That's my cousin. Your assistant is my cousin.
Shiden.
Jennifer.
You're Mr. Bond's cousin?
What have you done? What have you done?
Do I kill her? The love of my life, who I just proposed to? I know, work relationship? That's stupid.
What am I
doing?
Wait.
Huh?
What's your last name?
Bond? Fuck me.
We're brothers.
No, we can be cousins if it's male.
Sane.
All right,
here are these Caleb and Holly riddles.
Wait, hold on. I have to say... One of the first times, or maybe it was, I don't know, it was not one of the first times. It was one of the first times I'd done mushrooms in Chicago. I was talking to someone who was talking about their cousins. Talking to someone. It was in a context of just like hanging out. And someone mentioned their cousins. And I was like, oh, like, where are your cousins from? And I suddenly got very interested in like this person's cousins. And then I just could not stop laughing because I had in my mind like some like World War II like German interrogation where they're trying to figure out where someone's cousins are.
Where are your cousins?
Tell me about... Your cousins.
I bet you know what I'm going to say next. Where are your cousins?
So you have a big family. Lots of uncles, aunts?
Christoph Waltz.
Children?
If you listen, we have a movie to pitch to you.
It's not this.
It's not
Inglourious
this.
Cousins.
All right. We have to get some of these riddles.
We
Ready?
Need to. I
we
need
have
them.
To.
Closed yet still open. Easiest to see with steam, but best when unseen.
Easiest to see with steam. Is it like a secret letter? Don't you open a letter with steam?
Independent no. games?
Closed, yet still open. Easiest to see with steam. But best when unseen.
Yeah, independent games works.
Like Cuphead or something? I don't know.
I just played Flower Defender for 4 minutes and I want my $1.99 back.
Open while still closed? What was it? Still open while closed?
Closed yet still open.
Closed yet still open. That's got to be a 7-Eleven.
Easiest to see with steam, but best when unseen.
Easiest to see with steam. So a what stain? Can you see with steam? Like writing on the shower glass?
Glass is, I think glass.
Glass. Oh, M. Night Shyamalan.
No, best when unseen.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. Still works.
Still the one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yay. That sucks.
I fucking love Signs.
He's so rich.
I fucking love The Village.
Those are both great movies.
I love the one about the elevator. He did make one about an elevator.
We're still having fun, and we're still the one.
Fuck me.
That's not the words.
What were we closest
it's
with?
It's yours still. Glass.
Glass.
Or mirror, but... Best when unseen. What's it's clean if you can see through it.
Glass. Best clean if you can see through it. My skin.
Car clean window.
If you can see
window.
Through it.
Window.
Window. Window on the wall.
Easiest to see with steam.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, right?
Very cool.
No door, no roof. This home aloof. Mother sits in the house she knits. No children door. Inside. They'll all abide. They don't walk out, but there's none about when winter comes. That's my beautiful poem. Did you like my beautiful poem?
Wow. Okay.
No door.
No door, no roof.
This home, aloof. Mother sits in the house she knits. Children inside, they'll all abide.
Is it like
they
a Russian,
don't walk out.
Russian nesting doll?
But there's none about when winter comes. No.
None about when winter comes. That's got to be like a bird.
Are these like, yeah, animal? Mm-hmm. Is it an animal?
Squirrels, crickets.
Where do they live?
Bears. They live in the north.
Nope.
Tropical
the nest?
Rain.
Nest. It's a nest. A bird's nest.
It's a Google nest.
We will read
hey,
more
Google,
of these riddles.
Set my temperature to 75 degrees.
I will not listen to you, JPC.
No, one of these days someone's going to be listening to this in their house and I'll like fuck with their Google assistant.
I know.
Hey, Alexa, order 100 honeybees.
I want to read more of these later, but for now I want to see a scene. JPC, you and I are birds. Baby birds, and we just came out of our shells. And Adel, you're really pushing us to fly out of the nest as our mom, maybe a little sooner than we want to.
Am I also a bird?
You're also a bird.
Yeah,
I just need to know.
Need to know.
Here we go, and flying out the nest, my two little kids have to fly, fly, fly.
I don't think my wings are developed yet, Mom.
No, Mom, and we just got a new video game, and so I'm feeling like pretty cozy and like I'm ready to stay home a little longer.
And plus, I think I'm getting sick, and so I might need to stay home.
And if he gets sick, then I get sick.
Get sick.
You think you're sick? Let me check your anus.
Oh,
pretty what? Cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Also, I often see a lot of little, like, dead birds on the ground, and, like, I just am, like, trying not to be that bird, Mom.
Dead birds are nothing we should fear. Everybody dies. That is nature's way.
Shouldn't it rhyme?
I don't want to die from just walking out of this pine nest. I want to fly. I want to wait till I know that I can fly.
Yeah, I want to fly. I want to be a bird in the sky, and I want to see my destiny unveiled for me. Lin-Manuel Miranda can't stand with me.
I want to have the confidence.
We should start a band.
Why?
See?
Still a bird.
Awesome. And on that note, let's go to a little segment I like to call...
What? No.
The...
No.
Say...
I'm not going to guess.
Wait, hold on. Let's guess. Sanguine. Sanguine. Sandwich.
Sandwine.
We're going to the sandwich with Sandy.
Sandy? Hey, we're going to... What, did you grab your passports?
Yeah, I have mine. I always carry mine on.
Because we're going to go to a little international playground called the Sandbox.
Le Sandbox.
Ooh,
la la, la Sandbox.
I don't have a passport, oui, oui. But I have a copy of my license from when I was 16.
And you have a beret.
And a beret, there so probably I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. You're fine?
Oui, oui.
Oh.
And I mean, I just went wee wee in the sandbox. I'm sorry.
Okay. And thank you so much for your time, Sandy. That's.
And we'll see you in 2 years.
Go ahead and clean this stuff up. Luckily, it's more of a litter box, really, at this point.
And Sandy, just to be clear, we're upset because that's the best joke that's been on this episode.
I apologize. Just patch that in with your voice later.
Sandy, what's up?
Sandy,
hey,
how
you doing?
What do you got for us? What's going on?
I've brought, I guess this is like a puzzle. Do you want to do a puzzle?
No, yeah. But we're contractually obligated to.
We asked you to bring something in.
I didn't
in,
even
so
want to be in a riddle podcast,
stuck with whatever
so whatever.
Penalty Aaron, of death, we're doing this. So.
Aaron thought a long time before she answered that question.
Yeah.
No one's ever asked us if we want. Why would what we want matter?
All right, here's the puzzle. It's I'm going to give you a couple words that belong in different categories, like the word cheddar and the word poodle. Your job is to figure out what the categories are.
Terms for money.
Well, okay.
Types of skirt.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Aaron's always wearing a cheddar skirt.
Cindy, just so you know, I will be saying that word belongs in a museum several times.
Your job is to figure out the categories that they belong to and then what word exists in both categories. Mm. So for those two words, cheddar is a cheese. And poodle is a dog. And there is
cheese,
a
dog, hot dog.
Word that is both a cheese and a dog, and that word is chihuahua.
A Gouda boy. Oh.
Oh, Sandy, does a brilliant
Gouda,
man.
Does a Gouda boy work too?
Wait.
Who's a Gouda boy?
Okay, hold on. Wait, can you explain that one more time?
Sure. So I'm going to give you words like cheddar and poodle. Mm-hmm. And your job is to say, cheddar's a cheese.
Poodle's a dog.
Poodle's a dog. What word is both a cheese and a dog?
What's the Venn diagram?
That's right.
Got it, got it.
Set.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right.
Does that make sense?
I might not be good at this, but I'm excited to try.
I'm thirsty for your brain.
Okay. Wait. Is that what that straw is for? Okay. So puzzle one. The two words are united and alpha.
It's an airline.
Alpha is a
Greek letter. So airline.
Delta.
Delta.
Mm, that is right. It is Delta.
Great. Good job, JPC.
Thank
I'm really proud
so much,
of you.
JPC.
I was going to say JetBlue.
I was going to say Air France, but I'm not bragging.
The Alpha, the Omega, the JetBlue.
Okay. Next one. Thousand Island.
Ranch.
Addressing.
Spanish.
Language.
Spanish is language. Dressing language.
French.
French. There's another answer too.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
Vinaigrette.
French is right. But
a dressing and a language.
Canadian sauce.
Dressing and a language.
Oh,
French.
Paul Newman?
Is it a language?
Oh, we can stop at French
if you're
satisfied.
We want to get this second language.
Greek.
The other one is Russian. Russian. All right.
Fart.
Sticking with that topic. Thousand Island and duplex.
Dressing.
Ranch?
Dressing and house.
And
that's
house.
It. Ranch.
Like a house. Style house.
Styled house. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I would never, ever live in a ranch style house, mostly because I don't know what it is.
It's just one floor.
One floor?
Yeah,
it's just one floor.
It's very creamy.
I want a cape style house.
Well, actually, ranch, the full definition is one floor and a horse.
Mm. What if you're married to the horse? We'll talk off air.
I feel like I'm being called out, but read my blog.
That should be a sitcom. What if you're married to the horse?
All right, we got MASH and L'chaim.
TV shows and Jewish.
Yiddish.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. TV shows. It could be potatoes.
Hollywood.
Alan Alda and.
Is it TV or potatoes? MASH.
MASH.
It's types of monsters.
It's TV shows.
Right. TV shows. And is it Yiddish?
L'chaim is like a
from
cheers.
The 80s,
cheers.
TV shows from the, there you go.
Cheers.
You go. Things you would toast with.
Cheers.
Things you would toast with. Cheers.
All right, we got Harvard and purple.
College and colors. College colors.
Brown.
Brown.
Nice. Yeah. There you go. Sticking with Harvard, we got Harvard and Earl.
My name is
College
Jason Lee.
And
Earl.
Dixie first
Chicks.
Names?
Colleges and
Earl.
And no, this is like a title.
Yeah.
College and titles. Dean?
Dean, general.
Like royal titles.
It's both a college and
Kings.
A Princeton.
Princeton.
No.
Kings,
no,
that's college. Yeah. King.
Duke.
Queen.
Duke is
Duke.
It.
Duke.
Duke. All right, moving on. Snoopy and Lollapalooza.
Things a mom would be.
Cartoons and concerts? No. Snoopy.
Gorillas.
Oh boy. Dogs and dogs and
Snoopy
concerts.
Snoopy is a peanut. And what was the other one?
Lollapalooza.
Peanut and concert.
Coachella.
Peanut concert.
Is it peanut and concert? Are we right on those two things?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, peanut meaning
nuts.
Someone from Peanuts.
Nuts on Clark. No, Schultz.
Pat, Pepper
Charles,
and Patty.
Linus.
Lucy. Linus. Schroeder. Sally.
Teacher.
Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Everyone forgets Woodstock.
We're dumb.
Yeah, that's good.
Not
that's
Adel.
Oh, I got it.
Not Adel, but us.
Okay. Beyonce, question mark.
Queens and questions.
You sure you got that?
Period.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is a singer, artist.
Is an artist.
It's an It's a very specific, yes, it's not a singer necessarily. It's a musical artist with some musical other qualities. Artist,
and then the other one was question?
It's an artist with another quality to it.
Prince.
So Prince would be in the same category. I could have said Prince instead of Beyonce.
One name celebrities.
One name musicians. Question? And then question mark.
And punctuation. Mm-hmm. One name celebrities and punctuation.
And I picked question mark because it's actually the closest punctuation.
Ringo.
Exclamation.
Clause.
Ringo, by the way, is my favorite Japanese horror movie.
semicolon.
It's a one named musician.
Okay.
Who is also a
punctuation mark?
Punctuation
Madonna.
Mark.
Drake.
Drake.
Yeah, I mean, he's not around so much anymore, but he was huge
Meatloaf.
In the 80s.
So we have...
Who's huge in the what?
80s. But think about your punctuation. Okay. Close to the question mark on the keyboard.
Period.
We got comma.
The closest.
Parenthesis.
Close to the question
mark. Colon. Oh, colon.
Colon.
Colon Powell.
Ampersand. At sign.
Apostrophe.
Cash. Money. Money sign.
What if I have a big hat on?
In parentheses.
Jamiroquai.
And it starts raining this month.
November rain.
Wyclef Jean. Wyclef.
November rain?
Yeah.
Clef Palette. Clef.
Who sings November Rain?
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
Okay, go on.
Slash.
There you go.
Oh, nice. Buckethead.
Buckethead.
Okay. Let's stick with Beyonce and... This might be hard. Glamdring, but it might be easy.
Glamdring is from Lord of the Rings.
What is it?
Glamdring
is a... No. It's... Glamdring is...
Glamdring is...
Is
a
it
drink,
an item?
A food.
It's an item.
It's a sword.
It is.
It's a sword.
A sword and a musical artist would be Dagger. Mick Dagger.
Mick Dagger.
What?
It is a sword, right?
It's a sword from Lord of the Rings. That's the category. So what other ones are there?
Stabby. What's
needle.
The one? Needle.
No.
That was the little one, the stab thing.
The one where the girl goes, the one woman with the... goes, I am no man.
That's a different
that's
sword.
Game of
what's the one that shines?
No. Oh, right. You're right.
When there's something near, it shines.
That's right. It's the one that's...
Sting?
That's
Sting.
Got a, Sting.
Yeah. Sting.
There you go.
Whose sword is Glamdring?
Gandalf's.
Nice.
I had to look it up. I don't know. I was like, Sting. I know this sword Sting. And then I was like, what are
you wouldn't part an old man from his sword.
Glamdring.
Ah, shit. I mean, sword cane.
Niall. eBay.
Characters in Frasier. Singular characters in...
Amazon.
There you go. Amazon.
Websites.
Martini. Staten Island.
Types of Naruto Lobos.
Manhattan
is right.
Oh.
Martini and Wired.
David Simon.
So it's
past
a...
Tense,
Martini
TV shows.
Is a drink and a... It's drink and a magazine.
Drink in the magazine. Cosmopolitan.
You got it.
Fudge.
17.
I mean, there's probably drinks named
Better
Fortune.
Homes and Gardens.
Better Homes and Gardens. Thank you.
that would be a delicious drink. If it, like,
Better
have,
Homes
like,
and Bourbon.
Gin and like
Better
lavender.
Homes and Bourbon.
Dig Dug.
Give me a highlights.
Spider.
Dig Dug is a arcade game. Is it arcade or Nintendo?
What was the second one?
I think you can get it. Dig Dug and Spider.
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 So video game and insect or arachnid? Or
bee.
Centipede.
Centipede. Aces. Corinthians.
Corinthians.
Cards. And Corinthians is in the Bible?
Corinthians is in the Bible.
Hearts.
And
no.
Is it cards or like card game? It's just cards.
Cards into the Bible?
Jesus. He was a real card. Walking on water? What a card.
Aces, kings.
Hot take.
I mean, a lot of jokers.
And then Pontius Pilate was like, is this your card?
Yeah.
I mean, there's only 13 options.
Was there a joker in the Bible?
There's lots
the joker.
Of jokers.
Jacks?
Yeah, Judas.
It's plural, though.
Hi, welcome to church. I'm Aaron.
Queens.
Can
kings.
Joaquin Phoenix play Judas?
Kings?
It's kings.
Yeah, kings is a Bible
kings.
Verse. Yeah.
It's a Bible,
or a Bible
book. Oreo crumbles, Bobby.
Oreo crumbles.
King of the Hill.
Is
or I
topic?
Guess you could say, yeah, it's a topic.
Bobby?
Bobby's Howie Mandel.
Is
Bobby's
it,
World.
Damn it.
I think this one's a little weak because one is plural and one's singular when they both should really be
Bobby.
Plural. But what's a top? What's a topping that's
who,
a first name?
And who
name?
Made this one, Sandy?
It's a son.
Topping that's a first name.
It's
Cherry.
Sprinkles.
Yeah, what's another name for those? That's a first
Jimmy.
Name.
Jimmy's.
There you go, Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter.
All right, back to the poodle. We got a poodle and Pinky.
Dog and finger.
You got it.
Finger dog.
It's both a dog.
We don't recommend fingering your dog.
What?
There's only four other options.
Dog thumb. And finger.
No.
Index.
Middle.
Pointer.
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 Thumb.
All right, a few more. Scary. Cardamom.
Scary is a genre.
Cardamom is a sweater.
Put on your cardamom. Put on your cardigan, mom. Is scary a genre?
It's a good one. I like this one. Scary. What a category is scary?
Spice.
But is scary? They're both spices, right?
Cardamom. Scary spice.
A cardamom's a spice.
Well,
and scary is a spice.
Spice human, and spice cardamom's girls. A spice.
Baby spice.
Spice. So what's a spice girl that is named after an scary actual spice? Spice?
That's ginger. Named,
there you go.
Ginger spice. I wanted to be ginger, so this works.
Sporty peppers.
Or posh. Doesn't matter Superman, what I wanted to be.
And acrobat.
Comic
Superman,
book,
Robin.
Hero.
Dick Grayson. Superman is a hero, superhero. Acrobat is a circus. So circus
Joker.
Hero would be the Joker. No. Would be the, the bearded lady.
So Superman is a superhero.
Yeah.
More specifically, a DC superhero. And then acrobat is a what?
Profession?
Circus performer.
It is not that kind of acrobat.
Acrobat is a type of software.
Mm-hmm.
So a software superhero would be...
What kind of software? Who makes it?
Lynx.
It's a PDF. It's Adobe software.
Okay, there you go. You got everything you need.
Adobe software and DC...
Dreamweaver.
Superhero?
Dreamweaver.
That'd be a good superhero.
Adobe also makes Photoshop.
Yeah.
Right?
Captain Photoshop, you remember
Captain
him.
Captain Photoshop.
He is boring.
You want to hear a secret? I didn't really save that train. I just put myself in.
He just Photoshops himself into pictures of saving people.
Wow, you saved that baby? Yeah, sure. Isn't that the same baby from that?
Doesn't it look like I saved
the same baby from the Gerber shed? Is it?
Is it? Is interesting. It?
They're robbing the bank. This looks like a job for PDF editor. PDF?
No, that's Acrobat. Sorry, I got excited. So this is a sort of outdated software, but... very, very,
Wonder
very
Woman.
Well known. Go through your
Adobe softwares.
Your DC Justice League superheroes.
Justice League's gonna be Green Lantern, Aquaman, Awkward Man, Martian Manhunter. We got Batman,
Hornet. Wonder Woman.
We've got Wonder Woman.
DC superheroes.
We've got Flash. Flash. It's
Flash.
It is.
Flash.
All right, last one.
Okay.
Tornado. Epic Games. And I've got
Twister.
I've got one more, a third category if you want it.
No,
for this same one.
I do want it.
Okay,
so it's a three-way Venn diagram. We got Tornado, Epic Games, G.I. Joe,
Snake Eyes.
No,
it's not Twister. A tornado is a weather event.
Mm-hmm.
Weather
hurricane
toy.
Epic Games is a company.
Company weather company.
G.I. Joe
toy or TV show. Or does it matter?
No, it shouldn't matter.
Neither, really.
Earthquake.
Action figure?
American hero.
No, it's the category is people in G.I. Joe.
Tsunami.
Oh, okay. So it's a person from G.I. Joe.
Tsunami.
Cobra? No.
Cobra Kai.
It's weather.
Yeah.
Weather. Earthquake. No.
It's one of the biggest game companies in the world.
Blizzard.
There it is. Nice. Blizzard from G.I. Joe.
Yeah, we actually stand with Hong Kong. Sorry, Blizzard.
So. There you go.
Boycott Blizzard.
Sandy, these were awesome.
Thank you so much.
This is wonderful.
Great.
Thank you so much. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know when this is coming out.
Or I thought you were going to say in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Let's just assume Sandy, but based on how it went, it won't come out. we don't know either. Probably sometime in the new year.
So maybe? Then by now, The Last Defender is back in play in Chicago.
Oh,
one
fun.
Of the best escape rooms.
So,
of all
so the House Theater has opened up an escapes outpost in the basement of the Chicago Board Game Cafe, which is just open. And The Last Defender is in there, and a new game called Nova to Lodestar that I helped design as well.
So, that's another escape room game?
To call it an escape room is really not doing it justice. It's quite different. It's an interactive game, theatrical event. It's really cool.
Very
it's
cool.
I can't
different.
Wait.
Check that out.
Yeah, if you're in Chicago, you have to check that out. That is amazing.
And then if you're not in Chicago, just follow me on Twitter, PZLR, where I post puzzles every day, and mysteryleak.com if you're looking for some fun corporate events.
And remember, guys, PZLR. Do not follow PSLR. That's the Pistler. That is the account that I run.
Still, yes.
Please, the Piddler. Awesome. Sandy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sandy.
Bye, Sandy.
Bye, Sandy. Call us.
Anything to plug?
Like we said, come see World News Tonight. Also, check out our Patreon. We have so much yummy, yummy content over there. We have about 60 episodes of Patreon content. We also have all of our live shows. We have all kinds of special stuff we release randomly. We have our D&D campaign. So check it out. www.patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
Yeah, it's yummy, yummy in my tummy. And if you're still listening to this and this episode really set you over the edge, come to our Sketchfest show. It's this weekend. It's in San Francisco. There's lots of details. Go to headgum.com/live to purchase tickets for that show. If they're still available. I have no idea if they're still available.
Yeah.
They might be.
They might not be.
Purchase the tickets if you want to purchase the tickets. They might not be available.
Do both of those things and follow me, Aaron Keefe 10, on Instagram. And then follow Hey Riddle Riddle on Instagram and Twitter. We do so much fun little bonus content there.
Hell yeah. And we should say, because it was kind of mentioned, HeadGum is our network. And you should also, we don't say this enough, check out other shows on the HeadGum Network. They're such a fantastic network to be a part of. And they have some incredible shows. So check those out. And Aaron, I don't know if you know this. There's a new show on HeadGum.
Ask me where the ice is from.
Hi, thank you for coming to the Adler Planetarium. Do you want to see some ice?
It's from Jupiter, and it's really from there.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.